Boar's Head sued over deadly Listeria outbreak. Some Boar's Head deli products consumers are demanding significant compensation following a fatal Listeria outbreak linked to the company's deli meat. The most recent lawsuit was filed on September 11th in federal court by Robert Raposa of Smithfield, Virginia, who is seeking $43.5 million in damages after being hospitalized for 14 days due to a Listeria infection linked to products he bought from the company. Another plaintiff, Barbara Schmidt, filed a suit on September 6th, requesting $11 million in damages. The outbreak traced to deli meats produced at Boar's Head's facility in Jarrett, Virginia, has resulted in 57 infections and 9 deaths across 18 states as of August 27th, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Boar's Head responded by recalling 7 million pounds of deli products, marking the largest such recall since 2011, as reported by the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service. Raposa and Schmidt both accused Boar's Head of negligence, claiming the company failed to adequately prevent contamination at its facilities. Raposa's complaint highlights that government inspections revealed unsanitary conditions at the plant, which put consumers at serious risk. Schmidt's lawsuit adds allegations of breach of warranty, stating that Boar's Head knew its products were contaminated and that they posed a significant danger to public health. Schmidt's case specifically involves liverwurst, which she says caused her infection, leading to 6 days in intensive care. Government reports released by the USDA detail numerous health violations at the Jarrett plant, some dating back to 2022. Inspectors reported serious cleanliness issues, including meat buildup, mold, rusty equipment, and standing water contaminated with dirt and other substances. The CDC noted that Listeria infections include symptoms such as headaches, confusion, fever, muscle aches, and gastrointestinal issues. The infection is particularly dangerous for vulnerable populations such as the elderly, young children, and individuals with weakened immune systems, with a fatality rate of about 20%. The CDC advises that those at higher risk avoid consuming deli meats unless heated to at least 165 degrees Fahrenheit. Boar's Head did not respond to a request for comment from the Epoch Times, but discussed steps taken since the outbreak in a section related to the recalls on their website. "Your safety remains our top priority," the company said on its website. "To that end, we are conducting a rigorous investigation to identify the root cause of this incident, and we are implementing comprehensive remediation measures to ensure that all our deli products meet the highest safety and quality standards. We have partnered with the industry's leading global food safety experts and microbiologists to enhance, where needed, our procedures and practices." The company added that it is taking the opportunity to provide additional training for its employees to meet quality and safety standards.